Exclusive: Dr. Sebastian Gorka walks through role in Trump administration. By Hannah Knudsen on December 6, 2024. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, former senior Trump administration official and host of the America First podcast, is heading back to the White House and detailed his new role to the listeners of Breitbart News Daily on Friday. President-elect Donald Trump announced his appointment of Gorka on November 23. He will serve as senior director for counterterrorism in the White House, inside the National Security Council, working for National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and the 47th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, Gorka began. When asked by host Mike Slater about the role of deputy assistant to the president, Gorka walked through what that actually means in layman's terms. "It's funny, I get this a lot. People have been congratulating me on my two new jobs. Well, U.S. government doesn't quite work like that. You only get one paycheck. So everyone in the White House has to have a rank, and then has to have a job description," he said. "So my rank is deputy assistant to the president. I'm a DAP, deputy assistant to the president. But my actual job description, my portfolio, is senior director for counterterrorism in the National Security Council," Gorka clarified, describing that organization itself, which was created with the National Security Act of 1947. Watch: Sebastian Gorka reveals how President Trump rejects the swamp status quo. "It is the highest deliberative, coordinative body for national security in the United States, serving the president. When it meets at principles, the level of principles, it is actually, in fact, the cabinet members. So if it's a real emergency, super important, then in the Situation Room under the West Wing in that secure facility you would have the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense and National Security Advisor meeting to advise the President of the United States. Now, that's very rare. That's unusual. As a result, most days it meets at my level," he explained. "So senior director in their various portfolios. There's about a dozen directorates in the White House, in the National City Council, which are either functional or geographic. So mine is functional counterterrorism. But for example, there is a directorate for Middle Eastern affairs. There's one for Europe, there's one for intelligence," he said. "Think of it as the highest policy-making body advising the president on issues of national security. Listen." Breitbart Middle. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, December 6, 2024. And everything feeds into that. So the intelligence community, the armed services, all of U.S. government feeds into the NSC so it can provide the requisite advice to the commander-in-chief. He added, explaining that he will be under Representative Mike Waltz, RFL, whom Trump has tapped to serve as national security advisor. "He's like the top person at the president's elbow every single day, making sure that he gets the advice, the briefings, everything he needs to know about keeping all Americans safe. So, Mike Waltz will be my boss. First ever Green Beret to serve in Congress. I campaigned for Mike before he became a congressman, romping, stumping, snake eater. So, he is the perfect man for the job, and he will be my immediate boss. And then above him is everybody's boss, President Trump." He added, noting that he is particularly energized to make the American homeland safe again from external threats who came here via the open border policies of the Biden-Harris administration. "I mean, let's take politics out of it. We've had 8 million illegals that we know of. You can double that to 16 if you add the gotaways. As if only 1% of 16 million are malefactors, are narco-terrorists or global jihadis. That is, divisional-sized assets that have walked freely into the United States to do us harm," Gorka explained. "So, I'm not excited, but the thing I am most energized to do is to identify and neutralize those people and get them out of the United States. Those who wish to kill innocent Americans," he said, identifying that as job number one. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.